gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God. I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
It's easy for a living legend to become closed to change. But if a man is an artist, he lets his style grow. Elvis, the guy who started it all, is still in the lead. And this is the film that proves it. That's the way it is. In color from MGM, rated G for general audiences.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I am Dan.
I'm TL.
And it is rock and roll time here on Blue Suede Connection.
Woo!
You just heard Tiger Man Mystery Train from 1970 from Elvis. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear a whole hour of Elvis. That's the way it is. From the rehearsal stuff to the live performances. And then hour two, we're going to switch to 1972 and go on tour with Elvis.
Oh, fun, yeah.
And again, live and studio and, rehearsal stuff.
Right.
That's what's happening today. It's all about That's the Way It Is and Elvis on Tour, the two film documentaries that Elvis did.
Right, yep.
Now, you know, we did a poll not too long ago on our page about these two documentaries, which the people prefer. It was actually pretty well mixed. It was kind of 50-50, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think, 72 Tour has some different songs.
Yeah, well, how could they be too much different?
Yeah, they're not far apart.
The one big difference is, in 70, it was the Imperials backing Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
In 72, the Stamps came
Stamps,
in.
Yep.
But we'll get to all that later as we talk about the shows.
Mm-hmm.
You're also today, TL has got Elvis, the epic soundtrack. The movie Epic, we just all went and saw it. We all loved it. But how is the soundtrack doing? We're going to find out.
Right.
Now, another very big piece of Elvis's life, a very important guitar. A guitar that we will all recognize, that we will all know, but we're not going to say which one it is.
Right, right.
But it went up for sale, right?
It did. It got auctioned off. And but the key to this story is, to the fans, this is an epic guitar, but to the circumstance, not so epic.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm curious to hear all about that
one. Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's only been 7 songs in the history of the Billboard charts that were live and went to number one.
Oh, I didn't know
only
that.
Only 7 live number one songs on Billboard. I'm going to talk about that.
Interesting.
And we're going to talk about Elvis's live performances and this and that. But mostly we're going to talk about who?
Elvis Presley.
Said I got a woman way across town, good to me, oh yeah. But I said I got a woman way across town, she's good to me, oh yeah. But she's my baby, don't you understand? I love a man. But I said I got a woman way across town, she's good to me, oh yeah. She said her love. There to love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. Right there, now I ain't a home. I got a woman way across town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. I see my, she my, she my. All right. All right. All right. All right.
catch you later.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now. Show you all my love. Talk an everlasting word and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. It's here if you should call.
Elvis with a little Bee Gees action right there. Doing words.
Love that song.
All right, we are into Elvis, That's the Way It Is from 1970. So give us a little insight into what we're listening to and what this is all about.
All righty. So That's the Way It Is. The movie was filmed during Elvis's summer festival in Vegas in August of 1970.
Mm-hmm.
The film was released simultaneously with the album in November, which if you think about it, that's a quick turnaround. So
sure
they
is.
Had the show, they edited it, they got it ready for release, plus the album in less than 4 months.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, that's really fast. On stage, you have the TCB band with Elvis, James Burton and the gang, Ronnie Tutt, all them, Charlie Hodge, Sweet Inspirations, Joe Gershio's orchestra, the Imperials. The film opened, as I said, November 1970, and one of the reviews said, carefully managed concert designed to promote his future engagements in Nevada. Elvis fans will be enthralled as he sings more than a dozen of his hits.
All right.
So then it re-released. That's the way it is. Almost a little over 30 years later, re-released with a different editing. You know,
oh,
we
the
took
special
out,
edition. Yeah. Deluxe edition. Yeah.
The alternate performance
Much
footage.
Much better, too, by the way.
Right. Yeah. I like that one better myself. But it's iconic. Soundtrack was his 12th studio soundtrack, also released simultaneously with the movie. He had 8 studio tracks that were recorded at Studio B and 4 that were live on stage. The album peaked at number 21. It's certified gold June 28, 1973, and certified platinum on March 8, 2018.
All right, let's get into a little rehearsal stuff. What do you think?
You guys remember 20 days and 20 nights?
I left my home up in the hills.
far behind me. I left my wife with unpaid bills. She can't find me. Trying out the world for size, find that it's not paradise. It's lonely. Whoa. Now for 20 days and 20 nights I've been alone, and that ain't right without her. Knox City ways are strange to me. I can't make it, for it's not like it ought to be, and I can't take it. Got to face the truth one day. Man can always run away from trouble. Fool, and that ain't right without her. Now the modulation. One day soon I'm going back. Will she still find me? I've been out of line and off the track, but that's behind. Days and 20 nights I was wrong and she was right, all alone, and I miss her. Oh, how I miss her, baby. Oh, how I miss her.
tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Experience the magic of the King of Rock and Roll at the Chandler Center for the Arts.
Don't miss two of the world's top Elvis tribute artists, Bill Cherry, famed for his stunning award-winning concert year performances,
and Dwight Eisenhower, a five-time world champion, bringing Elvis's legendary voice and charisma to life.
Relive the music, the energy, and the iconic jumpsuit era.
Sunday, June 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets available at ChandlerCenter.org.
That's ChandlerCenter.org.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide.
Yeah, baby.
You know, recently, you know, at the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival,
mm-hmm.
we went the day early so we could be part of the showing of Elvis That's the Way It Is on the
right,
big screen.
Right, uh-huh.
In that beautiful Greg Freeman Theater.
Right, exactly.
And two things that I think you and I both came away from when watching that.
Uh-huh.
First thing is, Epic really has ruined the movies for us.
Yeah.
Once you see and hear Epic on an IMAX screen, nothing will compare.
True. That's
but,
true.
But we knew that going in. We knew this is no way going to be anywhere close to what Epic was.
Right.
But the other thing is the editing from the original That's the Way It Is to the
right.
newer version that we have now on Blu-ray downstairs.
Right. The vision was so different.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the editing as far as the cat ladies.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Frisky really loves Elvis, and Frisky likes it when Elvis sings.
Now,
come on now.
Hold on, be careful, because that's Cricket.
I know.
Cricket is famous in the Elvis world.
I know that.
She's very well liked.
That's just,
I think
know.
She's passed away.
Yeah,
since,
well, no disrespect to her, but I'm saying,
yeah,
all that and that guy with the messed up teeth.
I'm going to kick someone's butt if I don't like the way you edit this here
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, he's missing teeth.
Oh, my God, I'm thinking they couldn't have picked some of the crazy wackaloonies.
Now, you're wondering, is it the times, just the vision, or just the creative vision of the person who created this thing versus Baz today, which is so different?
And it's, but Baz didn't do the deluxe redone That's the Way It Is. It has nothing to do with Baz, but they did it right because it was all Elvis.
True. When they redid it, was in strictly, 2001.
Yeah, very few talking heads. It was Elvis in the studio rehearsing Elvis to the stage to build up.
We honestly don't need to hear from fans. We don't, you know, we just want to watch the man.
No, there are good points in the original, good parts, like the UK fans coming over and talking about,
that's fun.
You know, and that
they get
kind
the
of
bicycle.
Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even that wasn't really necessary, because when you go to see Elvis in concert on a big screen, you want to see Elvis.
It's a little distracting because the UK fans come over and they're going to Vegas. That I would have liked to have seen more of that. Instead, it cuts to them having an Elvis festival
right.
back in the UK and with all the music. And the strangeness on stage, it's a little bit distracting from what's actually happening on the Vegas stage.
Very true. You make a lot of sense right there.
I had a record out last year that did pretty good for me. I'd like to sing it for you.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. Touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
Last year, and it went like this.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow still wet. Last night's tears. As I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new. Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Mm-hmm.
somehow you just don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know I hurt my little children, so I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mom. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy. As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs everything. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. But take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with the runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as a young man dies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Pretty interesting how he meshed those two songs together.
Exactly.
And it really worked.
Sure, yeah, it did work. Yeah.
You know, as we're listening to this show right now, I'm thinking, yeah, that's the way it is. I think that was the better of the two. And I say that now because I'm listening to this right now.
I was going
to
say, in the second hour, you're going to say otherwise.
Yeah, because I'll be hearing Trilogy and How Great Thou Art, great songs, and he did that one.
We just, in the opening of the show, we just said how they were similar, but truly, as you're listening to it, there's big differences.
Other than
the music. I mean, even the stage outfits were so different. Yeah. He went from that simple white suits to capes and Superman hero look, you know? So, I guess they were very different. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Anyway, what's your opinion out there? We'd love to hear what your opinion is of these. But don't make an opinion until you listen to hour number two, because you got to hear the second hour to really make a fair assessment.
True.
And we'd like to hear from you. And TL's going to tell you many ways you can talk to us.
Right. Best way is just Facebook. A lot of people communicate with us on Facebook through private messaging or commenting. But phone number is 540-227-0514 as well. You're welcome to call us.
I
side. I watch you sleeping, and in your face, the sweetness of a child. Murmuring a dream you won't recapture, though it will haunt the corners of your mind. Oh, I've lost you, yes, I've lost you. I can't reach you anymore. We ought to talk it over now, but reason can't stand in four feet. Who can tell when summer turns to autumn? And who can point the moment love grows cold? Softly without pain, the joy is over, the why is gone, we neither of us know. Oh, I've lost you, yes, I've lost you, I can't reach you anymore. We ought to talk it over now, but reason can't stand in for feeling old. The baby will be crying, and you will stumble sleeping to the door. In the chill and sullen gray of morn, we play the parts that we have learned to wear. It's one for the money, two for the show. Need to get it ready now. Go get it, over, don't you step on my white suede shoe. You can do anything, lay on my blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, flip at my face, slam the mind all over the. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay on my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything. Shoes I had blue suede shoes, baby. Blue suede shoes I had blue suede shoes. You can do anything when they hope for my blue suede shoes.
Honey, I will be right over there in a moment. Just hang loose, child. I shall be there.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
One, two. We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart into seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dream. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. Feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Everybody, gather around your radios and your headsets, because TL is going to tell us something. She's going to teach us. She's going to learn us a little bit about Elvis.
Okay. Well, this is going to be about the epic soundtrack.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit. Earlier this year, Elvis proved to be a draw not only at the box office, like as he has been yes. decades ago, but Baz Luhrmann, who spent years honoring the rock legend, working with the Presley Estate, released a concert film documentary and thus also the concert soundtrack. Film itself earned $23 million globally. It came with the accompanying soundtrack and the set. Somewhat unsurprisingly, became a top performer on the charts. Now, do you know that there's a soundtrack chart?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I must have missed that.
There's a chart for everything.
I guess so. But did you know that Prince, Purple Rain,
right.
held the number one charting spot for the official soundtrack album charts, but Epic bumped it right off
Good.
Of the list.
Nice.
Yeah, so Epic ended up not only in the UK, but also here in the US, held the number one chart spot. And actually, it still is bouncing back and forth
right.
as we speak. So with just 8 weeks to its credit on the official soundtrack, Epic already ranks as one of Presley's sturdiest appearances on the list.
Cool.
The others that did hit really good charting spots, but it was more like in the 40, number 40 range, was Elvis by the Presleys.
Yeah.
The Searcher managed number 22.
That was good.
Then, of course, back when Elvis was alive, you had G.I. Blues, Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
NBC TV special, The Aloha from Hawaii.
Right.
Made it also on the ranking, which I didn't know this ranking existed back then.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
All right. Go Elvis. Go yeah. Epic. Thank you, Baz, for all you've done. All right, you mentioned earlier when you talked about the movie, That's the Way It Is, and the album.
Right.
The album has some recorded stuff in the studio and then some live.
Right.
Let's hear a little bit of the studio stuff from this album.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary. When through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her. I want to take
The sound of that open string guitar there on the intro.
Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never, come hold my tiny tight, kiss me my darling, be mine tonight.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show.
Elvis the Legend.
Hey, you know, people wonder how I do it night after night or something. I'm perfectly at home out there. I may lose 4 or 5 pounds a show, easily, but I don't mind it.
Elvis the Man.
It's a new crowd out there. It's a new audience. And they haven't seen us before. So it's got to be like the first time we go on.
Elvis the Artist. MGM presents Elvis on Tour. A very different motion picture that captures all the effect of Elvis live. See Elvis as you've never seen him before. On 3 screens at once, hear Elvis at his super best. Witness the greatest showman of them all. As the legend of Elvis Presley continues to grow. Elvis the Legend. Elvis the Man. Elvis on Tour. From MGM, rated G, general audiences.
Thank you. Big hunk of love.
Welcome to hour number 2 of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We hope you enjoyed hour number 1, and if you did,
woo!
I'm quite sure you're going to enjoy hour number 2 just as much.
We're moving on.
There you go. We're jumping from 1970 now to 1972 for Elvis on Tour.
Right, yeah.
Now, we're also this hour, we're going to talk about those 7 songs that were live songs that went to number 1 on the charts. The only live songs to ever go to number 1. Mm-hmm. On Billboard. We're going to talk about that.
All right.
And you mentioned a little guitar story we're going to talk about. Elvis's guitar is up for auction, or it was up for auction.
Yep.
And it's a guitar we all know. You're going to talk about that and give us a little insight.
Absolutely.
And we'll also talk about this and that. Of course, again, we're going to talk about Elvis. But let's listen to Elvis talking about his band. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
I wanted musicians that could play any type of music, lead guitar players, bass, piano, who could play classical or anything, which those guys can. And all the musicians were all handpicked. I auditioned musicians for days and days, drummers, guitar players. But they all just fit in, and fortunately they knew most of my songs.
Lord of money, I feel my temper to rise. It's burning through to my soul. The sweet song of a choir, and you light my morning sky with burning love. Ooh, 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 I feel my temperature rising. Yeah, help me, I'm flaming. It must be 109. Hell, burning, 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 nothing can cool me, cool me, cool me. I just might turn into flames, but I feel fine. Sweet song of a choir, and you light my morning sky with burning love. Yeah. It's coming closer, the flames are now licking my body. Please won't you help me, I feel like I'm slipping away. It's hard to breathe, my chest is heaving. The sweet song of a choir, and you light my morning sky with burning love, burning love. I'm just a hunk of 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 burning love. I'm just a hunk. I'm just a hunk of hunk of burning. Hunk on, baby.
Thank you.
You're fantastic audience.
Love it.
As he said, he thought
that's new, and we've never done it on stage before. So
they thought the dang thing would never end, he said.
It doesn't ever end. It just lightly fades out. That's the thing.
All right, you told us all about Elvis, That's the Way It Is. Now you're going to tell us all about Elvis on Tour.
All right, Elvis on Tour, released 1972 by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, MGM. Mm-hmm. November 1st of 1972, actually. It was filmed during his spring tour earlier that year. It quickly became a box office success. The best thing about it, well, as far as history goes, is it won a Golden Globe at the 1973 awards show for Best Documentary Film. Too bad Elvis hadn't gone when they received that award.
I wish he would have. That'd have been cool to see.
I know. He was never allowed to do anything fun, it seemed like.
Yeah.
The Colonel always banned everything. Musicians were the TCB band once again, Tut Burton and the gang.
Right.
This time it was the Stamps, Kathy Westmoreland, the Sweet Inspirations, and also again Joe Gershio's orchestra. 2023, the soundtrack from Sony RCA released the box set, four complete shows, three of which were previously unreleased. The film was also included in the box set on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there was never an official release back then. Like, That's the Way It Is came out with an album. Elvis on Tour didn't.
Like, at the same time, yeah.
And I think you and I were talking about this in the car the other day. Madison Square Garden had just came out.
I think that's why.
Probably so, and they were very similar, the song.
I guess they decided, hey, we just did this, so what's the point?
I don't think an on tour would have been quite as successful because of the, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty cool, though.
Right.
I wish we could see some footage from that Madison Square Garden, other than the little tiny bit prints from another place. Planet we see, but anyway,
we can only imagine, huh?
People just didn't think right back then. They should have had us around to tell them what to film and record.
There you go.
Your gentle t-
and never set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me.
Okay, how did we get into it? Oh, good, Glenn.
You're so young, and I'm so beautiful, and I love you so. Your lips are red, your eyes are shining, sharing the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine, and kiss me tenderly. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young and beautiful. You're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming. Set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. Damn, I was just saying.
Not that much.
To me, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, right on time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, right on time. You ain't never gonna run it, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, right. Never gonna rap, but you ain't no friend of mine.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Experience the magic of the King of Rock and Roll at the Chandler Center for the Arts.
Don't miss two of the world's top Elvis tribute artists, Bill Cherry, famed for his stunning award-winning concert year performances,
and Dwight Eisenhower, a five-time world champion, bringing Elvis's legendary voice and charisma to life.
Relive the music, the energy, and the iconic jumpsuit era.
Sunday, June 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets available at ChandlerCenter.org.
That's ChandlerCenter.org.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Fans changed, Elvis?
I don't think so. You know, I think I see people of all different ages and things out there, you know. If I do something good, you know, they let me know. If I don't, they let me know that. For a while, it was a theory that anything I did would sell and so forth. Well, I knew that was not true. It's according to the material. You got to have good material.
I'd like to turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen, because now that you've seen me, I'd like to take a look at you, okay? Beautiful. Thank you. Just leave them up for a minute, man. Whew. You know, it's funny because I can't see you, really. I can only see, like, the first row here. There's a lot of folks out there, boy. And up there, too, there's a lot of folks.
A lot of excited folks there in that live crowd in 1972 watching their guy perform.
Absolutely.
All right. Only seven songs to hit number one on Billboard TL.
Right, right.
And let's go in order from most current down to the earliest. In 1992, I'll Be There by Mariah Carey went to number one.
Wow, okay.
In 1992, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, the duet with George Michael and Elton John went to number one. You remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, yes, good one.
One of your old favorites as a child, Billy Idol. He had a number one with Money Money in 1987. Number four on the list, At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters in 1987. In 1980, Paul McCartney had a number one with Coming Up.
Oh.
And a silly song in 1972 by Chuck Berry called My Ding-a-ling went to number one, 1972. And the earliest they have is from 1963, Little Stevie Wonder with a song called Fingertips.
Ah.
The only seven songs done live to go to number one on the Billboard charts.
Okay.
How about that, huh?
Thank you.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, worrying about the way things might have been. My big wheel keep on turning, primary keep on turning.
A favorite of mine, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing it for you. It's called It's Over. Time were not a moving thing, and I could make it stay. This hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand, except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises o'er the land. I watch you walk away, somehow I have to let you go, 'cause it's over. If you knew just how I really feel, you might return, and yet there are so many times that people have to love and then forget. Well, there might have been a way, somehow I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back, I turn my collar to the wind, move along in silence, trying not to think at all. I set my feet before me, walk the silent street before me. Now it's over. Time were not a moving thing, and I could make it stay. This hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. It's over.
Thank you.
said I made up my mind to live in memory of such a long, long time. Well, I can't stop wanting you. Well, it's useless, useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours, yeah, that we once knew. They're so long ago. They still may be blue. They say a long, long time. Well, I can't stop wanting you. But it's useless, useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Yeah.
Fantastic audience, thank you.
Well, now that you've heard That's the Way It Is, and you're sort of halfway through Elvis on Tour, which way are you leaning as your preference? Or are you not sure yet?
No, I still lean towards That's the Way It Is.
I think I do, too. I think his voice was at utmost best in That's the Way It Is. It was smooth, rocking when he needed it. Not that he didn't do that here in 72.
Right.
But in 70, I just think that was almost the perfect Elvis.
Yeah. You might be right.
If you go back to that first hour, One Night With You, I mean, he got into it. He was raunchy and rowdy, singing it the way that you're supposed to sing it.
Right.
Then he got into Mary in the Morning and just these soft, fluffier, you know.
As far as the show goes, too, that's the way it is, like an intimate setting.
Yeah.
The way it was.
Yeah, this is an auditorium, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why I lean towards that more.
Again, we want to know what you think, and you know how to do it. TL told you earlier. You said Facebook's probably the best way, right?
Oh, yeah. Just come over to Facebook, Blue Sway Connection in the search bar.
Yeah.
Leave your comment.
There you go.
I just wrote an article on the Rolling Stones, and in the article they said only Elvis Presley has that ability to play a crowd like a giant instrument panel, to tune them up and to tune them down. And we saw it on the tour.
In other words, you work the audience. How does that happen?
Well, it's just it's a give and take proposition, in that they give me back the inspiration and
kind of a circular thing.
Sure,
you give them something.
Yeah, sure, I work absolutely to them. Whether it's 6 or 6,000, it doesn't really matter. It's just they bring it out of me, the inspiration, the ham.
I got on, Jerry.
Folks out there.
My mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them all one by one. So tired of working for nothing, just tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine, she took my pride and my joy, she took my reason for living, she took my small baby boy.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
Experience the magic of the King of Rock and Roll at the Chandler Center for the Arts.
Don't miss two of the world's top Elvis tribute artists, Bill Cherry, famed for his stunning award-winning concert year performances,
and Dwight Eisenhower, a five-time world champion, bringing Elvis's legendary voice and charisma to life.
Relive the music, the energy, and the iconic jumpsuit era.
Sunday, June 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets available at ChandlerCenter.org.
That's ChandlerCenter.org.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede Connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving along. Baby, let me be loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck. Leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be
your teddy bear. Oh, don't be a tiger. Tigers play too much. I wanna be your lion. I'm that the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Well, I'll put a chain.
chain around my neck, yeah, lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
May your lady ride. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
Your lady ride. You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't go around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel. Your heart is true. If I made you mad, something that I might have said. Please let's forget the past before I kick your. Don't be cruel to a heartless girl. Well, I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you and I. Don't be cruel to a heartless girl. Don't be cruel.
Little teddy bear, don't be cruel, medley there from 1972, Elvis on Tour, which is what's happening right now. But actually, what's happening right now, it's TL time once again.
So, guess what's been going on for most of the month of April this year?
What has been going on? April showers?
April Fools?
No, maybe. I don't know. Is it?
No. So, what's been happening is a very iconic Elvis item has been at New York Sotheby's getting pretty much bids put out through the month for the highest bidder of the item.
Okay.
And it's a very famous guitar. Let me give you a hint. It's red.
Red. That would be 68.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, there's two guitars, though, predominantly. There's the one when he opens up, you're looking for trouble. Uh-huh. And then there's the real big, I think it's a Gibson, he's sitting there in the leather playing.
Right. No, the one we're talking about is a Hagstrom Viking 2.
Ooh.
Yes, hey. Which is the one that he opened up with. So, this guitar actually wasn't the one that Elvis originally was going to open the show with. He had an idea of some other guitar of his that he wanted to use, but it didn't quite work with the red and black colors. So here's something I didn't know. According to Rolling Stones, director Steve Bender and producer Bones Howe suggested guitarist Al Casey's guitar, who owned the cherry red Hagstrom. So the guitar never belonged to Elvis.
That wasn't even his.
No.
Interesting. And he usually didn't play other people's guitars.
He took it because it was the right color, according to Rolling Stones. I'd never actually heard this before.
Hmm.
It's the only time Elvis ever played the guitar because it wasn't his.
Right.
It sat in private collection and had been auctioned off at other times. It also sat in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame between 1998 and 2000. So how strange is it? Elvis plays it one time. It makes that iconic, 68 comeback special opening. It's also on the cover of the 69 LP Elvis in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
So they're expecting this guitar to bring a few million. And the auction actually is over, and I Googled to find out who won and what they paid, and it's private.
They won't tell us?
We don't know who won it. We don't know how much they paid. Yeah.
That's mean. You teased us right there.
I know.
Oh, for the love of God.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Will I never been to England?
Woo!
I kind of like to. I hit it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. I got the feeling must be near.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do a gospel song, ladies and gentlemen, that we did in 1966 called How Great Thou Art. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Sing it, fellas.
When Christ shall come, we shall have acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart?
Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh, thank you, you're fantastic. Thank you.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm acting like a man, I'm a fuzzy freak. My friends ain't mine, just a wallet of books, I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Oh, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my whole 2 feet. Who do you think when your house is to look, I'm in love? I'm all shook up. Don't ask me what's a hold my line. I'm a little shook, but I feel fine. But I'm a little girl, and I love best. You know my heartbeat, so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. And what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she might put a girl in love. I'm all shook up,
Well, baby, it sure did go fast.
Oh, man, is that it?
Yeah, it is. Aww. But, you know, I'm going to say that thing in about a minute from now, but that's okay.
Boo,
but
yes.
Before I say that thing, do you have anything you would like to share and put out there? Let our friends know about anything you want to share. Just go with it, baby.
You know, we're just so happy to keep doing this. We're almost to our 10th year.
What? Has it been that long, really?
It's just about. Yeah, if you count syndication versus when we started at WRGG there in Greencastle.
And they're still rocking us there on WRGG.
They're still rocking us there. We thank everybody out in Greencastle. They were the start. That's our what we call our flagship station out there at Greencastle WRGG.
I want to send a big thank you once again to our friend Chuck Matthews out there in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Chuck in Ohio.
Cleveland oldies. And, you know, he's really been a big help to our show in many ways.
He was one of our first affiliates that came on board early on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he's a huge Elvis fan himself.
Yes.
And we get a lot of music from him. We get friendship from him, advice. He's been in the radio business forever.
Yes.
And, yeah, so he's been playing
Chuck's
us.
Chuck's got one of those deep radio voices, too.
Okay. You guys is in your voices.
Yes, yes, you know.
But anyway, I thank everybody that's been supportive, from Elvis fans to radio affiliates. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. We love you guys. And like I say every week, we're going to do this again next week at the
same bat time, same bat channel.
Love you guys, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Give me a secret.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I'm gonna talk to you, man. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly, never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then he can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Thank you. Thank you for listening.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.